You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I work within the body, mind, and spirit community as a master energist. I connect with the energy systems that move in, through, and around your body, and the energy systems that connect you to everything else that's also connected to the universal energy grids. I'm an award-winning international therapist, and on my show, I invite you to come with me to find out more about the structures and vibrational flow that makes up your energy field. And also to learn more about how to improve the quality of your energy field as well. Now, whatever is happening to you in your life will have had to have travelled within your energy field first. So it makes a lot of sense to keep your energy field high vibrational, clear and well balanced, because then your life will be. If you do, your life will also feel high vibrational. It will feel clear and it will feel well balanced. A healthy energy field equals a healthy body as well. Don't forget that. A happy energy field equals a greater sense of well-being too. When there's a lot of uncertainty, I feel that the best remedy is a gentle and sustaining infusion of the vibration of hope. Hope is a lovely vibration to infuse into anyone's energy field, and especially an energy field that feels, well, a bit overwhelmed or in fear or is having a bit of a wobble. I believe that hope is one of the most transformative of all of the energy vibrations that you can work with. And that's because hope is a positive expectation of a better future. Hope is not about knowing how something will change for the better, only that it will. Hope is not about knowing when something will change for the better, only that it will. When you hope, things are much more likely to turn out the way you want them to. Why? Because you're setting your energy field up in a way that will inevitably then make that hope happen. If you are feeling fearful, or if you feel in pain, or if you feel trapped or isolated or overwhelmed or any such feelings, then hope is a remarkable vibrational remedy. And it says, I know things are not as you'd want them to be in this moment, but focus, concentrate on the fresh potential of change. Focus on the fresh potential of hope. Bring those genuine vibrations of hope into your energy field, and you can know that refreshing change, the one that you are dreaming about, will then arrive. It can arrive at any moment. It's remarkable how this happens. Hope brings a transformation to your emotional outlook. Hope brings immediate relief on some level. Even if what you're not happy with hasn't changed yet, as soon as you focus on hope, it's like it transforms the way you're feeling. You're no longer focused on what you don't want anymore. You're focused on the desire and the expectation of what you do. So even though what you desire has not come up, it hasn't come into being, the actual connection with the idea of that better future has already taken place. And as it does, it creates an influx of high vibrational transformative energy straight into your energy field, and it lifts you right up. I was fortunate enough to read an amazing book by Dr. David Hawkins. It's a book that's been out for many, many years, and it's a book called Power Versus Force. And in one part of this book, Dr. Hawkins talks about human emotion. He assembled a range of values that accurately correspond to well-recognized attitudes and emotions in humans, and he put it on a numeric scale. I refer to this range of values a lot in my work, and it's never let me down. I'm going to talk about it in the next part of my show. Energy vibrates at different frequencies, and this has become a really straightforward way to reference those different frequencies when I'm talking to my clients. I want there to be a way that most people would understand and relate to something that I do quite naturally. In the next part of my show, I'll explain a bit more about this in case you've not come across this work before. And we'll talk about hope as well.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
A higher vibrational energy field equals a greater sense of well-being. I believe that hope is one of the most transformative of all the energetic vibrations that you can work with, and that's because hope is a positive expectation of a better future. Hope is not about knowing how something will change for the better. It's not about knowing when something will change for the better. Only that it will change into something that feels much better. When you hope, things are more likely to turn out the way you want them to. Why? Because you're setting your energy field up with an intention and in a way that will inevitably then make it happen. I was fortunate enough to read an amazing book by Dr. David Hawkins many years ago. It's a book called Power Versus Force. And in one part of this book, Dr. Hawkins talks about human emotion. He assembled a range of values that very accurately correspond to well-recognized attitudes and emotions that humans feel and experience and recognize. And I refer to this range, as I said in the first part of the show, I refer to it a lot in my work, and it's never let me down yet. It's because people can really understand emotion in a different way when I talk to them about this particular scale. So energy vibrates at different frequencies, and this has become a really straightforward way to reference these different frequencies, the particular scale that Dr. Hawkins has come up with. And he, in using this scale that he's created, it means that most people would understand and relate to something that's quite intangible, really. So I'd like you to imagine a range that spans from 0 to 1,000. And every human emotion can be discovered at some point along this range, along this line. So there'd be no emotion at all at 0. I suppose that would be the point of what we would recognise as true death, when no emotion is felt. Right the way through to the highest point on this scale, where you enter a real state of complete unfettered divine bliss. Right? In other words, it doesn't ever get any better than this point in our feelings and emotions. So this is the pinnacle at 1,000. So that's your range, 0 to 1,000. So on this scale, where does love sit? Love on this scale, from 0 to 1,000, sits near the middle of around about 500, maybe 520, something like that. It makes a lot of sense then that from 500 upwards along this scale, you're going to find that emotions are going to feel increasingly pleasant. 540, for example, joy. And the higher 500s take you to exquisite feelings of perfection and contentment, things like that. From the love point, 500 downwards, though, on this scale of 0 to 1,000, as you progress further and further towards 0 point, it's going to feel increasingly emotionally unpleasant, though. So 500 up feels pleasant. 500 down, well, that feels increasingly unpleasant. So what kind of emotions would sit below 500? Emotions like anger, that sits at around about 150. Fear comes in at 100 on this scale. And grief and sadness, that's at 75. And although none of this feels pleasant, I think if there is one redeeming feature about these things like anger and fear and grief, it's that they're still representative of energy that I see is on the move. You can yell and scream and throw things in this particular level. You can sob and wail and cry. You can shout, right? At least with these emotions, the energy doesn't begin to pool and puddle and create stagnation. This, thankfully, is at least still energy on the move. So the tipping point, really, energetically, for me, is when you reach 50 on that scale of 0 to 1,000. You see, at 50, it's when an inertia sets in. 50 brings things like emotions like apathy, disconnection, depression, giving up, guilt, a feeling that we've done something wrong. That is at about 30 on this scale. The last true milestone, I would say, before 0 point on this scale is shame, a feeling where we are something wrong. It's a difficult place to be because it brings in emotions of low self-esteem, low self-worth, and so on. And yet we know that we are in the realms of energy that isn't on the move. There is no way you can cry away self-esteem. There is no way you can shout away guilt. Energy spirals upwards or downwards when it moves. It doesn't move in a straight line. It loops. And when you're feeling predominantly happy, then your energy spirals upwards. So as you feel happy, your energy will, provided it's able to move, spiral up. So you can go from grief or anger up to courage and to willingness, and then into a state of resolution and healing and love, and up and up and up you go until finally your mood changes and you feel better again. But when energy spirals and it spirals downwards, the rest of your emotions follow suit. So even if just one part of you felt that downward spiral, then it's my observation that other energy can actually be caught up in that spiral motion and can be dragged down too. It's unusual for a person to only resonate at one emotional frequency. Our energy fields are made up of many energetic strands, and they are resonating in multiple different locations along that scale at the same time. Some strands carry happiness, and other strands carry courage, and others carry nostalgia, and others carry anger, and so on. Our energy field vibrates in many different ways. The strands are all vibrating somewhere along that scale of 0 to 1,000. And then just as the sound of many instruments in an orchestra come together, eventually your energy field becomes the sum total of all of the resonating individual frequencies that you have, the collective. True ascension takes our entire energy field up away from the lower vibrational levels, and this enables us to be more. That's what our focus ought to be on, to be more happy, to be more higher vibrational. I'm observing in my sessions, though, that the entire vibration of some of my clients' energy fields has begun to get into that downward spiral. You know, it's begun to really sink, vibrations headed downwards to those lower levels on this emotional scale. And they're bobbing most of the time between that zero point, where they have very bleak feelings about themselves and the point that they're making in their life, right the way up to maybe as far as 125, but that still is in those low vibrational, fearful, anger and sad levels. I can only imagine how these dear souls are feeling most of the time. And the problem is that when you have many of those kinds of emotions and it sets your energy field up to be relatively low vibrational, some people might call that negative, then unfortunately your energy field then tends to draw to it more things that sustain it at that vibration, right? You are what you attract. And so it gets into an even stronger downward spiral. So when you have a lot of these low vibrations in your energy field, they also pool and puddle. Remember that the more of them that you discover that are below the 50 mark on that scale of 0 to 1,000, the slower and slower the energy becomes and it stops moving by itself. And it's virtually impossible. It's like being in sticky, sticky glue. It's impossible for yourself to get moving again by yourself because your energy field is full of so much heavy, negative energy and the downward trajectory keeps it there. And those low vibrations are almost pooling and puddling and stagnating. The downward trajectory reaches a point where it can't drift down any further. It reaches a point of complete inertia. And at this point, you need someone else, someone like me, someone like a good friend, all right? Might be your cat or your pet, or simply something you see outside your door. You'll need to connect with something or someone else to help you climb out of what I call the pit, to create that upward mobility in any one of your energy strands, any one, it doesn't matter which one it is, to kickstart the overall emotional frequency that you're on so that you can move out, you can climb out of the pit. A lot of clients, actually a lot of people I know, complain that their family and friends, when they find them in this particular state of emotion, tell them to buck up, you know, pull yourself together, you know, and they expect it to be as easy as that. But in my experience, the best thing is not to say to people, pull yourself together, or to say, think happy thoughts, as it's probably not going to work. The first thing you would do is you would need someone to meet you at your level and to understand, truly understand that at the moment, in this moment in time, that you're finding it difficult to find hope. And the best thing then to do to give someone that much needed leg up, that leg up out of the pit, because it's not something you should do. You cannot pull somebody else out of the pit. But what you can do is to help them find something to be hopeful for. Let them then focus upon that and watch the transformation happen. In order to keep an energy field moving in a much more healthful, upward-facing trajectory, you have to focus on hope. But I can't give you hope. Hope is something you find within yourself. But it's the single most wonderful way to leapfrog out of these lower vibrations. It's the most effective resonance to make any energy move that is stagnant, pooling and puddling. The person who is with someone who has lost that sense of hope, Their role in this is not to project upon them, not to tell them what to do, but to actually encourage them to see that things can be different. And that may be as simple as to say to them, if things could be different in this moment, what was something that would give you a greater sense of hope? And then to allow them to talk and you be there to listen. And if you don't have anybody to talk to, then perhaps speak to yourself. Say, how am I truly feeling at this time? I feel like I have lost all sense of hope. So if I had a magic wand and I was able to wave it in this moment, what would I hope for myself? What is that dream of a better future, a more positive future that deep down I'm looking for? And can I focus on that instead of my feelings of lowness? I know also many other therapists might argue that the most powerful and transformative energy to introduce into an energy field is actually love. And I do agree, love is phenomenal. But to get stagnant energy moving again, it's hope that I feel you need. So let's think of your energy field as an orchestra. Your energy field and an orchestra are actually very similar. You have members of the orchestra and each one contributes to their individual sound in their particular way. But when all of these sounds are united and woven seamlessly together, they create this crescendo effect. And your energy field works in the same way. Your energy field is made up of lots of different strings and strands. And when those are all woven together, when these vibrating strands are woven together, they also create a crescendo.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If you need an infusion of hope and you feel that there isn't enough of it in your energy field, then, well, what I would do is focus on changing the orchestra, all right? I'm happy for you to begin with one energy strand at a time. Swap out the flute, swap out the cello, right? In fact, the best way to do this and bring long-lasting hopefulness and that high vibration into your energy field that you're seeking on a resilient and long-term basis is to approach it this way. Hope is not a global orchestra. Hope is individual energy strands. Note by note, strand by strand, and allow your energy field to change. So how do we begin? Well, I wouldn't suggest you focus on any of the negative aspects of your life. That's not what we want, and certainly not in isolation. Okay, we don't want to look at any strand in a way that's isolated or global. You are an orchestra of energy vibrating. There is no one part of your energy field that needs work. If one part needs it, all of it needs it. So when you treat your change, when you introduce hope in such a way that it's going to change every aspect of this orchestra, this then amplifies it and it gives it strength. And if anything, it increases its predominance, helps it to come in faster, you know, and that is exactly what we want. Promises to ourselves like, I'll have a better relationship next time. I won't drink so much alcohol tomorrow. I'll get to bed earlier so I won't be late for work. I'll be tidier in the house so I can find things more easily. Those are too global, right? So what we have to do is we actually, in order to transform on a larger scale in the energy field, we look at smaller, more consistent changes. So instead of saying I'll have a better relationship next time, which is very inexplicit, really, isn't it? It's not really detailed enough. What you could do is say, I hope to have a relationship where I can make beautiful meals for that person. I hope to have a relationship where that person would run a warm bubble bath for me. I hope to have a relationship where I wait for the front door to open in anticipation of that person who walks through the door. Each one of those is its separate energy strand, isn't it? Rather than just thinking, I'll have a better relationship next time, which has a kind of flatness to it. So when you're being hopeful, look at the individual energy strands, and as you combine all of those different strands, then your hopefulness of a better relationship, for example, suddenly begins to emerge, and it lifts your spirits. I hope you're being able to tap into this as I'm talking about it on my show. Hope is such a powerful force and probably the most important factor when it comes to overcoming life's biggest challenges. Speak to yourself in a way that helps you feel hope. Use a conversation, chat to yourself all the time. When you focus on using genuine, long-lasting feelings of hope as the tool to create possibility in your energy field, it fuels an upward trajectory. It gets you out from the 50s, the 75s, the 100s, the 150s. It takes you beyond 175, leapfrogs to 50, gets you to 300, and on and on and on until finally you feel love and contentment and peace in your life. Focus upon adapting a mindset that hope thrives and amplifies within you. And focus on a mindset that enables hope, because hope is the mover of energy. As hope moves energy into the higher positive levels, it will mean that no matter what happens to you in your life or whatever might be approaching on your horizon next, you will always be able to rise above it. You need to create a lifestyle where hope is reflected in everything you do and in everything you are. Even if it feels like what you're hoping for is a way, way off at this point in time, knowing that it's on its way will make all the difference. Focus on higher vibrations. Focus on working on each of those energy strands. Focus on hope as your means to move stagnated energy out from the lower levels where it seems to be pooling and puddling. The author Tom Beaudet says a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world. Someone to love, and that can be themselves, I'm sure. Something to do, and a contribution to make, and something to hope for. Wake up every day knowing that tomorrow can be better than today. You can bear any challenges of today when you know you're shaping your energy field, that orchestra, in a way that will transform the potential of your tomorrow. That's it for another show. I'm so glad you joined me here for the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio this week. I present the Future Self Energetic Show every week on UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you again soon. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy fields, you can only up-level. Focus then on improving the quality of your energy field all the time, whenever you can, because it does have the potential to positively change everything.